Ezekiel chapter 13. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
Son of man, prophesy against the prophets that prophesy, and say to them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God. Woe to the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the desert. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination. Sing, the Lord sings, and the Lord has not sent them. And they have made others to hope their word would be confirmed. Have you not seen vision? Have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord saith, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you've spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I'm against you, saith the Lord God, and my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord God, because even because they have seduced my people, saying peace when there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say to them that daub it, it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing rain, and ye over hailstones shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall not be said to you, where is the mortar wherewith ye have daubed it? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing rain in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So will I break down the wall that ye have daubed, and bring it down to the ground, so its foundation shall be uncovered, and it shall fall, and he shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and he shall know that I am the Lord. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall and upon them that have doubted, and will say, the wall is no more, neither they that doubt it. To it, the prophets which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, which see visions of peace for her. And there is no peace, saith the Lord God. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart. And prophesy thou against them, and say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all the joints of my hands, and make mantles to cover the head of every height to on souls. Will you hunt souls of my people? Will you save the souls alive that come unto you? And will you pollute me among my people? for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die, to save the souls alive that should not live by lying to my people and hear your lies. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against your pills, wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly. And I'll tear them from your arms and let the souls go, even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly. Your mantles also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and ye shall know. Sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthen the hand of the wicked, and that he should not return from his wicked way by promising life. Therefore you shall see no more vanity, nor divine divination, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and he shall know